Praise the Lord. It's another moment for our daily inspiration in this last day of 2023. Today is 31st December 2023. From that time, we wished each other a happy new year, filled with fear and apprehension, not knowing what 2023 held in store for us. God has faithfully guided us. He has been there by our side throughout the whole 12 months of 2023, and today marks the last day of this particular year. Years come and go, but God's faithfulness remains. He never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. The only thing he does, he gives us new opportunities and extends new mercies to us. So we can be confident even as we face the future, knowing that the Lord who has been with us in the past is journeying into the future with us. The Lord who helped us when we did not know what to do, he will help us even when we get stuck in the future, because his loving kindness and faithfulness never comes to an end. He called us not because we were unneeded the Lord to call it. Remember the many times we were rebellious. Remember the many times we disobeyed and did the things that we surely knew God did not want us to do, but he never gave up on us. His love continues to pursue us. His love continues to support us. He has been there, a faithful companion throughout, and his loving kindness and the abundance of his grace has brought us this far. By the end of today, you will be welcoming a new year. But let me tell you that the mark of God's faithfulness will ring throughout your life in 2023 that the Lord was. And let me tell you, you are alive in 2023 and you thank God for it. Remember the many people that have left us in the course of this year, but you remain. Why do you remain? Because God has a purpose and a plan for you, and he will surely fulfill it. They want us to see what the scripture tells us. God gives us strength to match our days. With the turn of every new year, you surely know that you're also going to add another year. You may be wondering, God, how is it going to be? Let me tell you that you will not use the grace and the strength that God gave you in 2023 in 2024. The scripture says that God gives us strength that matches our days. And this is a blessing that was spoken by Moses, the man of God, when he was blessing the 12 tribes of Israel. And he came to this particular tribe that is called the tribe of Asher. And this is what Moses said concerning the tribe of Asher. In verse 24 of Deuteronomy chapter 33, these are the words of Moses. About Asher, Moses said, "Most blessed of sons is Asher. Let him be favored by his brothers, and let him bathe his feet in oil. The bolts of your gates will be iron and bronze, and your strength will equal your days." Your strength will equal your days. As you are another year, maybe you are 25, you'll get into 26. Maybe you are 36, you're getting to 37. God is telling you, you know, something has happened in the supernatural. I'm giving you grace to match your days. Through your sunset moments and through your sunshine moments, through the ups and downs of life, whether you are in the valley, whether you are in the mountain, whether you are laughing, whether you are crying, in whatever time you shall find yourself in, I will give you strength to match your days. Should it happen that you lose that contract, you know something? I will give you strength to match those days. Should it happen that you get a new opportunity, you know something? I will give you strength to match your days. And let me tell you, God gave you strength for 2023. You don't need it as you go to 2024. There is a new package that God is releasing for you. God knows you're going to have new experiences in 2024. God knows you'll be a changed, different person, more experienced in 2024. God knows you're still being haunted by the fears of yesterday and even anxieties of tomorrow. And so, he is releasing a new package of strength. He is releasing a new package of grace that you will need to color you throughout the whole of that year. And that is why, as people of God, we can confidently say they're not going to be bad days or good days for us. All days are going to be days that are filled with God's grace. Why? Because God is releasing strength to match the days that He has given us in the year 2024. And we are confident that the Lord who called us in the past will still call us in the future. We are confident that the hand that supported us when we almost fell will be there to support us should we stumble in the future, because God is releasing grace and strength to match our days. And that is why we can be confident of a happy new year, because God is releasing a new package of grace and strength. That is what we need for the year 2024. From Charles Peter Inspirations, we wish you a happy new year. And we pray that you will experience God's faithfulness and grace calling you throughout the whole of the coming. And let me remind you that there is nothing that you will come across which you and God will not be able to handle. Thank you so much for your support. There are people that have supported us, faithful partners, and thank you so much. You make it possible for us to do what we do. May the Lord who sees what is done in secret reward you. And may you reap a hundredfold your commitment that you have shown to this particular ministry. May the Lord who called me into this service remember you and even refresh you the way that you have refreshed me. And may grace be multiplied for you in the coming year. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for enabling us to live to see 31st December 2023. Just the other day, we wished each other a happy new year, but your faithful hand has carried us through. And now, the last day of 2023, Lord, you have done this. It is great and marvelous in our sight. And from the depths of our heart, we are grateful. And of course, the greatest assurance we have as we face tomorrow is knowing that the Lord who has been with us in the past will be with us in the future. The Lord who helped us yesterday will still help us tomorrow. And we pray that the riches of your grace will be multiplied in all that we shall do. And Lord, you will show yourself strong on our behalf. I pray for my brother and my sister that you give them strength and grace to match what they are going through, and even the new season that they are getting into from tonight. Thank you for loving us. We love you and we celebrate you. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. You are a blessing and you are blessed. And thank you so much for your loyalty, your support, and your faithfulness through the whole of 2023. Tomorrow, we expound on what is going to be our theme in the year 2024. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Have yourself a fantastic day ahead. You are blessed and thank you so much.